Rise of Fame with Mary J. Blige. Come see about me. And you are still tuned in to Rise of Fame Evenings with your radio madama, Fezile Manzini. We're having a conversation about our relationships with our house helpers. Because the reality is, we are not the only ones in corporate who face challenges. And if you call them that, or house help, if you call them that, also face challenges in their line of work, mainly because they are strangers who come into our homes, and sometimes they are also emotionally and mentally not equipped for what they are going to deal with in our homes, and they also have to respect our privacy and be as supportive and understanding as possible. But again, they are ngoba nabo bantu ukuthi baqhamke nabo banema challenges abo. You know, a good example would be the fact that we hire house help sometimes to come and assist in our households, knowing that we either have a relative or a child with special needs. And they might not be qualified or knowledgeable in, you know, attending to and dealing with someone with those special needs, but bafike and rely on what they will learn along the way in getting to know these members of our households. But that's any advice from us to say, okay, umangabe lona udila naye, these are the challenges, this is what you need to know. But ahlale auntie and be a part of the family and assist in the way that they can. Now, a challenge for most becomes when the house help is the one loqhamuka senaye anenkinga la nayo latsinga ukuthi si understand ngaye sibekedelele. With the question of the evening being, would you fire your house help for not disclosing a mental illness? Now, let me know on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943, and be honest and fair. Njengoba besengishilo ukuthi listeners cards not we cannot afford to take our loved ones to the facilities where they need to be taken to, because we love them, we opt for ukuthi no utohlale ekhaya noma sibona singumndeni ukuthi udinga inqetho lebantu laba professional and who are better equipped to handle them. We will get someone to come and assist us, like hi ngaye uma singekho sisemsebenzini or noma sikhona but akabe khona lo muntu full time ahlale nathi kuzokuthi asincedise ngaye. So let me know. Now, in South Africa, employees generally do not have a legal obligation to disclose their health status to their employer, especially if it's unrelated to their job performance or ability to perform their duties. While employers can inquire about necessary accommodations for a disability, they cannot force disclosure of health information about a justifiable reason related to the inherent requirements of the job or public health concerns. So I want to lie tricky code. Ngilapho futhi to say, in as much as nawe la usebenza khona, whether you are qualified or whatever it is that you do for a living, they cannot force you to disclose. And if it doesn't affect your performance and your work, they can't fire you just based on the fact that they are away. Ngoba lokunye nomunye kuzukusho, you know, it could show to someone who's knowledgeable in mental health ukuthi la there's a challenge. So bear that in mind. Kusinaye lawyer. Uyasebenza usemsebenzini lapha ekhaya lakho. So you let me know on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943. Uti, would you fire your house help for not disclosing a mental illness? Or Fezile, I would want to understand what it is. Is it depression? How serious is it? Nguphi la ngaba ne challenge khona ku affect umsebenzi wakhe? Or if it hasn't affected umsebenzi wakhe for as long as they've been with me, but for some reason I'm now aware, whether because uqele ukuthi ufuna kuyolanda treatment yakhe or whatever, then we would have to sit down and see ukuthi sibambisana njani. It's Rise of Fame with Jennifer Lopez. Ain't it funny? And you still tuned in to Rise of Fame Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And I asked, would you fire your house help for not disclosing a mental illness? And one thing I love about the question is that I didn't specify which mental illness. But the reality is, mental health awareness is very important. And sometimes we overlook mental health awareness, mainly because we feel gutsi it's not something that we can relate to or that affects us directly. But the reality is, it affects everyone and anyone. And ngendeka kuthi uhleti lapho, you do have house help who's battling a mental illness. They are unaware of it. You are unaware of it. Awathi nalama symptoms awukhona nokumbona lo munye uthole ukuthi njalo ufika angakhona lutho emsebenzini yebo ugudi siyabathola vele uthole ukuthi anti is very good ukhuthele uyawasha pheka clean unesineke sandla sakhe hey siyajabulisa but inginga yakhe ukuthi ya uyanatha hayi kancane and ungadibudi ukuthi but yini le nkinga anti lanayo mani lenda ukuthi aze abetlishe i-substance abuse ngale ndlela lo munye aze la ekhaya angabe akhona ama-babes nadi ukuthi aw sitawuthola awendilonke umsebenzi shembe but ashayashayile 2 or 3 from lapha kulama-babes akhe but ngoba siyamthanda sijabulela sandla sakhe you know we pay no mind to that overlooking ukuthi it's a cry for help. Now, some of the things that we need to understand is that, because I did talk about the fact that in South Africa, employees generally do not have a legal obligation to disclose their health status to their employer. Here's more a detailed explanation. Privacy rights. South African law, including the Constitution and the Protection of Personal Information Act, POPIA, protects the privacy of individuals' health information. No general obligation to disclose. Employees are not legally required to disclose their health status to their employer unless it directly impacts their ability to perform their job or poses a risk to others. Justification disclosure. Disclosure may be necessary if the employee's health condition impacts their ability to perform their job, poses a safety risk, or if the employer needs to make responsible accommodations. You see why it's a minute, you know, just being aware of the fact that your house help is battling a mental illness does not mean then it's a threat to their work or it endangers my life and my because you would have to have an understanding of what it is, are they getting professional help, and what the situation is, which requires you to be very supportive, by the way. Now, employers' role. Employers can make inquiries about health conditions if they are relevant to the employee's ability to perform their job, or if there are legitimate public policy reasons, example, mandatory vaccination during a pandemic. Now, POPIA and health information. POPIA specifically protects special personal information, which includes health information, and requires consent for processing this information. HIV and AIDS. The Employment Equity Act prohibits unfair discrimination based on HIV status, and employers should have policies that promote equality and prevent stigma. And this one is very important because there are those who have lost jobs as helpers because of an HIV status. The reason why they are not okay mentally is because they are struggling to accept their status. Not necessarily ukuthi vele indole nkulu lelingakwenda ukuthi uzusabe ukuthi abe khona ngaphakathi kwelikhaya lakho nemndeni wakho. Now, mental illness. There is no legal obligation to disclose mental illness, but if it impacts the employee's ability to work, the employer may need to make reasonable accommodations. Now, njengoba bengishilo, uma ngabe they haven't done anything that would make you feel unsafe or fear, question the safety of your loved ones, and it doesn't affect their performance emsebenzini, you can't simply just say, just because I'm aware of the fact that unokuhamba athi uyolanza amaphilisi ngalamanye amalanga ashayise eli a mental illness ngilengayati nokuthi kahle kahle yini, then therefore finally ngimkhulule. But I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment as to which, would you fire your house help for not disclosing a mental illness? For now, it's Zola Mbube, Raz FM. You're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with the Radio Madame Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Raz FM 943, Guti, would you fire your house help for not disclosing a mental illness? And this is what you had to say. MG Mukasra, Uti, it will depend. If she's a threat, then I would have no choice but mutual agreement. But if ingaphazamisi kuloke samukwenza, then let's work together. Bodlela Phihli Phohlo uthi na, I'd advise them to disclose it next time and ask if there's something else I should know. Explain to them that it could cause unnecessary troubles for both I and them if I'm not aware. Enoch Pro Ngwenyama Junior uthi no, I will follow the prompts. Sebastian Oti, no, as long as they are doing the job as agreed, it's fine. Maybe they are dealing with it through the work. Enhlekazi Maseko uthi big yes. Bongani Kamandlakazi uthi yes. Victor Mgidi uthi yes, posing a danger to me and my family. You know, one thing I love about this conversation is that it opens our eyes to the fact that even Nazi, in our line of work, we endanger other people's lives in Jongobanishu without realizing it when we do not take care of our mental health. Can you imagine how much people go through in dealing with you? And you might not even be aware of how you're impacting on other people's mental health by not taking care of your own. So it's very important for us to spread the word on mental health awareness, and not just in our workplaces, but it's a conversation we should have in our household, with our families, and with the people that come and form part of our families as helpers. It's Rise FM.